Why would anyone put a cactus plant right under a winder? In fact, why would anyone want a dadgum cactus plant in the house? Cactus is a scourge. Out in the pasture, you have to put up with it because it's there. But why would anyone dig one up and bring it into the house? I can guarantee that no dog would do such a silly thing. As you might have guessed by now, Sally Mae had parked a cactus plant right under the window. I saw it as I cleared the windowsill, tried to alter course in midair, but by then it was too late. Hit right in the middle of the sucker, and fellers, it hurt. And I squalled. Grover must have heard me.
Oh, Lord, what is it, Hank? Mayday, mayday, help, run, they're after us. Hank, I'll meet you at the machine shed.
He was halfway across the yard and taking aim for the machine shed when I called him back. Get yourself back here and stand your ground. He came back.
Okay, Hank, but I thought...
You thought you'd save your own skin and leave me here without a guard, is what you thought. That's very close to treason, Drover. Don't let it happen again. He took up his position under the window, and I went on with my investigation, which was none too easy since I had cactus spines in my brisket and front paws. It's not easy to limp on both front feet at once. The house was dark and quiet except for the ticking of a clock. I crept through the living room, past a pair of High Loper's dirty socks and a recent issue of the West Texas Livestock Weekly. Near the center of the room, I paused to study some photographs on the wall. There was one of Loper, another of Sally Mae, and another of two of them together. Why do humans always grin in their photographs? I moved on, stuck my head into the bedroom, checked it out. Sally Mae had made the bed before she left in such a rush. That's the kind of important clue you look for. The trouble with clues is that you have to figure out what they mean. For instance, one, Sally Mae had made her bed because she knew the end of the world was coming, and she didn't want the world to end with her bed unmade. Two, she had made her bed because she thought the world wasn't coming to an end. If she'd thought the end of the world was coming, she wouldn't have cared what her bed looked like.